Good morning. We are starting the day across interior New York and New England generally dry, although we do have a fair amount of clouds. Some sunshine is breaking through from time to time as a disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere continues to pivot into and through the region. With this cool pool of air overhead, any sun will generate instability, and billowing clouds will lead to a few pop-up showers, a few bursts of rain, and maybe even a rumble of thunder, especially across the higher terrain as we get deeper into the morning and for this afternoon. With that cool pool of air overhead, temperatures will fall well short of seasonal averages again today, and most everyone will be in the middle and upper 60s for afternoon highs. That system will pivot out of our region to the north and east, leaving us generally dry with partly cloudy skies tonight and lows back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. This will set us up for a dry day on Saturday. Again, we'll have a fair amount of clouds from time to time, but enough sun will break through, so we'll call it partly sunny. It'll be breezy and milder with highs reaching the middle and upper 70s. On Sunday, another front will drape itself across the area, producing partly to mostly cloudy skies and a few passing showers. Again, the chance of a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-70s. A wave of low pressure will ride along this front on Monday, keeping the weather a bit unsettled to start next week. Still, temperatures will reach the lower to mid-70s for afternoon highs. Beyond this time frame, it looks like we'll have a couple of dry days on Tuesday and Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s both days before we introduce another round of scattered showers and storms on Thursday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the storm that's moving through our region will push a cold front all the way down to Florida, producing scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms to much of the peninsula through the day today. In the wake of the low pressure system, a cool air mass will persist across the eastern United States, with high temperatures expected to be 5 to 15 degrees below average. These temperatures should moderate by the weekend. The same front extending west into the southern plains, along with the arrival of upper level disturbances, will provide some focus for showers and thunderstorms across the central United States through tomorrow. Some of the storms could be severe. Across the west, a weak cold front will reduce the heat they've seen recently. However, highs are still forecast to remain 5 to 15 degrees above average across areas from the Pacific Northwest to the Great Basin. The cold front will bring scattered showers and thunderstorms to much of the interior west into the weekend, with the most widespread precipitation expected at higher elevations. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 37 degrees with a west wind at 32 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 60 degrees, the dew point 55, 84% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.73 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Celina and Brimson, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy in the mid-70s, Boston, partly sunny and breezy with a few showers in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine, breezy with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 65 degrees, the low 57, the average temperature 61, that's 6 degrees below normal. 0.06 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 2.80 inches, which is 1.11 inches above normal, and 18.52 inches for the year, which is 2.05 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 4 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, no cooling degree days, still just 17 for the month, which is 16 below normal, and 39 cooling degree days for the year, which is 24 below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low, 56. The record high, 96, set in 1892, and the record low, 39, in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower tonight in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and breezy with a passing shower today and highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and breezy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and breezy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and milder mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm Sunday, mid 70s. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday, mid to upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday of next week in the upper 70s, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday, high temperatures in the middle and upper 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.